For KCUR News, I'm Jenny Witte. Kansas passed strict new voting laws 3 years ago that require voters to show identification and prove U.S. citizenship. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach championed what he called the Secure and Fair Elections Law. But as KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, there have been problems with the new law, and there may be more come Tuesday.
It's safe to say Beth Hiller wasn't the target of the new voter ID law. She's 97 years old. Yes, you heard that right, 97. She's lived at Brewster Place, a sprawling retirement home in Topeka, for the last 25 years. That's where I found her this week, sitting in her room, talking with her daughter after exercise class.
Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?
Well, do I have to say that out loud? Yeah, I'm a Republican. And I've always been a Republican.
Hiller is a lifelong Kansan, born and raised on a dairy farm. Not only has she always been a Republican, her parents were, her husband was, her children are. She's been voting since she was 20, she says, and in those 77 years, she's never been denied a vote. That is, until August 5th of this year. That's when she and several other seniors were turned away at a polling place for the primary election because they supposedly didn't have the proper ID. She was shocked.
We who live in the United States, that this is kind of the thing that we all are proud of. You're disappointed that anything like that would happen.
Hiller's not alone in having problems at the polls, thanks to the new law. There are those like Hiller who are tripped up by ID issues. Then there are those who haven't proven their U.S. citizenship. The Secretary of State's office says there are nearly 22,500 voter applications suspended because they lack proof of citizenship. That's comparable to a mid-sized Kansas town.
This is a big change for Kansas. In 2010, we only rejected 0.03% of voter registration applications, whereas in 2014, we've suspended or rejected almost 20%. That's a massive increase.
That's Patrick Miller, a University of Kansas assistant political science professor. Of the nearly 22,500 suspended registrations, about 20% are Democrats, another 20 are Republicans. But here's the whopper. Nearly 60% of those suspensions are independent. The law's author, Secretary of State Chris Kobach, acknowledges problems with the law, but says there are easy fixes, and his office has helped thousands of people with their registrations. The law is worth it, Kobach says, because it has already caught more than a dozen, his term, aliens.
Look, we are a country of laws, and it is possible for every single person who is a U.S. citizen to vote in Kansas. And, you know, this is I think it's really irresponsible to suggest that citizens are being denied the right to vote.
Critics of Kobach's law have suggested that it would marginalize minorities and young people. And a recent study by a nonpartisan congressional watchdog group proves that out, saying the Kansas law has depressed voter turnout. But what is still unknown is if this law will affect super competitive races, like the two biggest in Kansas this year. The governor's race and the race for U.S. Senate are both at statistical dead heat. Chapman Rackaway, a political science professor at Fort Hays State University, has studied the law. He says some of the Kansas races may be determined by a percentage point or less. That means there could be recounts or other delays.
You could end up being in limbo at the conclusion of election night. We may not have resolution on Tuesday. Then we could have our own little Bush versus Gore style Donnybrook.
Come in.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Damien.
Do you like a milkshake?
Back at the Brewster Place retirement home, it's time for a mid-afternoon milkshake. Beth Hiller declines. That's what she did, too, when her voting problem came to light in August. Seems the copy of her ID didn't fit in the new card scanner, and that's why the poll worker turned her away. That worker also failed to give Hiller a provisional ballot, as the law requires. Those ballots are cast when there are registration questions that can be checked out and counted later if it's found valid. Hiller's daughter, Cheryl Logan, says the local election commissioner apologized for the problem and the poll worker was fired, so it's all okay now. But Hiller never cast a ballot. As for this Tuesday, well, Hiller's son recently asked her if she'd be voting.
So I told him, well, I just didn't know for sure whether I would get out of bed and go vote, but I would certainly try, because I've just pretty much done that forever.
Come Tuesday, all eyes will be on Kansas to see if the tight U.S. Senate race affects the GOP's hopes for winning the Senate. They'll also be watching to see if Governor Sam Brownback's experiment will keep him in office. Other eyes will be on the state's polling places. The U.S. attorney in Kansas announced this week that a federal prosecutor will be standing by to respond promptly to complaints of possible election fraud and voting rights violations. Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.